I think probably is being around some of the number one players in the world is just doing more than what's expected, doing more than what everybody else does. Which is kind of a cliche, but it's true. It's weird. I challenge my guys, but they probably challenge me more. They ask me questions. How do I get better? What's my next step? Who's doing this? And I think at that point, you have probably 5% of those guys who do that, right? I have guys who think they work hard, but then I compare them to my number one players in the world. No chance, not even close.
Welcome to What's Next with Eric Wood, where we will prepare you to make your what's next in life your best yet. Our next guest is Dr. Troy Van Beezen, and Dr. Troy works as a chiropractor and performance coach for PGA Tour players like Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth, and has worked with athletes from the NFL, MLB, and NHL, and others. We're going to learn a lot from Dr. Troy, whether you're an avid golfer and fan like myself, or simply looking to improve your overall well-being. If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you tune in weekly. And also, if you haven't already, go to Amazon and order my book, Tackle What's Next, and the link to that is in the show notes. Thanks and enjoy. Dr. Troy, welcome to the podcast.
Hey Eric, how you doing? Glad to be here today.
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to this one, but let's start here. So you grew up in Canada and you had a great hockey career, became a professional hockey player. At what point did you know that you wanted to get into chiropractic work?
Yeah, I have a pretty cool story. Like most athletes, we have our aches and pains we've got to deal with as we go through, our college career and pro career. And during college hockey in Canada, I hurt my back pretty bad. And it was almost like my career was going to end. I struggled for a couple of years. I tried everything to get back on the ice, compete at a high level. And I was introduced to this chiropractor in Calgary. He worked with the Calgary Flames hockey team. Great guy. And I was told I was going to have back surgery at 25 years old. And so, as a 19-year-old college athlete, that was pretty heavy to handle. I mean, Eric, you went through this. We had injections, we had PT, we had meds, we had massage. We did everything possible. I just wanted to compete again. A gymnast at the college said, "Go see this chiropractor." I had no idea what a chiropractor was. The team doctor at the college was a friend of my dad's. He was my letter into med school, and I had nothing to lose. I said, "Let's go. I got to go see this guy." And this guy was great. He said, "Yeah, give me 4 to 6 weeks. I have you fixed up." And my jaw just like dropped to the floor. And I'm like, "What do you mean, get me fixed up? I'm gonna have back surgery in 4 or 5 years." He's like, "You're not having back surgery." And literally within 2 to 3 weeks, I woke up for the first time in over 2 years with no back pain.
Wow.
So yeah, so that was like a huge wow. This is amazing. And for me, so at the time, I was working in my internship at the sport medicine clinic at the University of Calgary, and basketball player, football players, hockey guys, they all have back issues. And I was like, why didn't I know about this chiropractic thing? This is amazing. I didn't have to take a drug. I didn't have to get shot up. This is amazing. So, typically before a game, I was there 2 hours before game time. I'd go see the doc. He'd shoot me up. I'd get a massage, get a hot tub, do my stretch routine, and go play just to compete. Now looking back, I'm on the other side of the fence. Probably wasn't the best thing I should have been doing. But you do what you got to do to play the game. And so, I literally dropped out of med school. And after my career in hockey, I went into chiropractic school because of this guy and what he did to me. And I think for me, it was just, I didn't want to be the guy that did the surgery. I want to be the guy that prevented the surgeries. And so I take that very personal. And now I've been in practice 25 years. The gentleman that I saw when I was in college hockey, still in practice. Still loves it, still passionate, still helping people. And yeah, he was a big mentor of mine, and just kind of keep passing the torch.
It's amazing in life how the setbacks and challenges we have often lead us to what we're called to and force you to take those next steps. I am very familiar with chiropractic work. I had a career-ending neck injury. I had disc and bone sitting into my spinal cord at C2, C3. Similar to you, they said immediately, okay, lose some weight. Let's see if it comes off naturally. Let's not rush into a neck surgery at 32 years old. And so thankfully, I haven't had to have neck surgery. I also dealt with when you play center in the NFL, you're bent over constantly. There's going to be lower back things that pop up, but through incredible body workers throughout my career, just fortunate to avoid any major back issues by any means. So I am forever grateful for chiropractic work and how it kept me out of surgery rooms myself. So I'm grateful for individuals like yourself. Let's talk a little bit about your career journey, because so many people want access to pro athletes. They want access to tour players. They want to live life on tour like yourself, which I know isn't all glitz and glamour. But talk about your career journey from where you started when you got into chiropractic work to kind of lead you into where you are now.
Yeah, so I spent my last 4 years playing pro hockey overseas. And it was interesting. They didn't have the chiropractic over there. So I was starting to struggle a little bit. And I said, okay, do I keep doing this, keep grinding, or do I get a real job? And that's when I made the decision to go into chiropractic, and we ended up in Dallas, Texas. And so it's crazy how things happen, Eric. As I'm sitting in class, you know, and you went through this, I'm sure, for the first couple of years, you're kind of depressed. You're like, I don't have that, you identify yourself with your sport, right? And now that sport's right. Taken away. And I think for me, learning what I went through, I can help these guys out as well on the mental side of it, the emotional side of it is, when it's time for you to retire, it's a much different thing than when the body says you have to retire, but your mind says you can continue to play. It's very, very difficult as an athlete. So I've gone through that with a lot of guys in different sports. But sitting in school, I had a vision. I had a vision that the facility, the practice I wanted to be like a locker room inside a pro sports team. I wanted to have multidisciplinary. I want to have strength coaches. I want to have body guys. I want to have chiropractors. I want to have everything, recovery. And as weird as this sounds, I'm sitting in my second year of chiropractic school, and I literally drew how my clinic was going to look, how it was going to smell, and who was going to be my patients. And here we are down the road reflecting, because I've been in practice for 25 years. It's exactly how I drew it out. So Wow. Pretty cool when you have a vision, pretty cool when you have that passion, and obviously the drive you have to have. But it's kind of weird how things happen. So as I was going through school, the game plan was to finish here in Dallas and go up to Canada and actually work with the chiropractor that helped me. He's like, dude, when you're ready, I really would love to have you as a partner. So all of a sudden I get a phone call and I graduate, and the hockey coach for the Dallas Stars at the time coached against me as a kid. And basically, I saw him down there where the Stars practice. I was just, you know, it's hard to leave the game. So I'm always down there watching the guys skate or whatever. At that time, there's probably four or five guys I grew up with, played against, played with, and I just love the game. Anyways, the coach saw me. He's like, hey, what are you doing down here? I'm like, oh, I'm finishing up chiropractic school, going to head back to Calgary. And he's like, man, are you good? I'm like, I think so. He's like, we need a good chiro. How would you like to work with the guys? Right there. Wow. Yeah. So that's kind of how that started. So been with those guys on and off for, 20 years now. Like there was the captain of the Dallas Stars was a guy named Mike Modano. And yep. Mike and I, you know, he's really America's greatest hockey player. And Mike and I competed against each other back home in Canada because he played up and competed in the Western Hockey League. And so I went through Mike Modano. Then we had Brendan Morrow, you know, Olympic gold medal champion. And then we have a guy named Jamie Benn. So I've been through all three of those captains. And I love the game. I love the smell of the rink. I love the, just like you, right? Getting that football stadium and get so many memories that come back. And so, and then I think golf was never on the radar. And hockey guys probably played golf the most in the off season, I'm guessing. And they're really good at it. And they start talking to the PGA Tour players. And so really the first couple that came in was Harrison Fraser, Justin Leonard. And then they introduced me to their strength coach, introduced me to their, you know, their swing coach, Randy Smith here in Dallas. And before I know it, within 6 months, I'm taking care of 15 PGA Tour players. Wow. And as you know this, Eric, the care for athletes in this city was terrible. And it was really weird to me to figure it out. Like the guys just couldn't get what they wanted inside that locker room for whatever reason. And so, yeah, name gets around, and all of a sudden I get a call from the Dallas Mavericks, get a call from the Texas Rangers, get a call from the Dallas Cowboys. And at one point, I was involved with every pro sport team here in Dallas. So not only do I do chiropractic, I'm actually an instructor for active release therapy, or ART, which is a big deal in the National Football League.
I love ART work.
Yeah, and so that's what guys wanted. They wanted that tissue work. They wanted to be able to, you know this. Man, if you – obviously – longevity equates to money, right? So as time went on, I've helped so many guys' career to play longer, and just make tens of millions of dollars, and they just become very evangelical about you, like, dude, you got to see this guy, and that's kind of how it exploded. And then I got a call from the PGA Tour, asked me if I want to be on the medical staff, and I did it. So I was on the sport medicine trailers for almost 8 years, and then a handful of guys pulled me off those trailers to work with them exclusively. So this is my 21st year on the PGA Tour,
Wow.
and in time flies. And so, like you said, I've worked with four number one players in the world. I think my guys, we have 14 major championships and well over 100 wins in that time frame. So I've been very blessed, very grateful. Not only am I taking care of great athletes, but I'm taking care of great guys off the golf course, good family men, which makes the travel easier. As you know, being on the road takes a toll on you physically and emotionally. And so they're good guys. You know, Zach Johnson, Ryan Palmer, Justin, Jordan, Scottie Scheffler. And it's been cool. It's been a cool ride. You know, I've been 21 years into it. It's kind of interesting. Like, the guys ask me when I'm gonna retire. Whew, that's gonna be tough. You know, that'll be a tough one for me. I'm not sure when yet.
Yeah, and it doesn't appear like it needs to happen anytime soon. My kind of takeaways from that story are, one, you do right by the people you're working with in the moment, and you have no idea where it's going to take you. There's one person going to recommend you, no matter what industry you're in. That's how you succeed. You do right by those that are in your immediate proximity now, and then who knows where you'll end up. And then really interesting stuff with when you said the PGA hired you and then people pull you out of there. And I've seen that happen a number of times. I've worked with a guy up in Minneapolis named Dr. Josh Sandel, chiropractor by trade, similar deal. But Dr. Josh always says he's the third contract guy. Yes, your body's naturally going to get you to your second contract in the NFL. To get to that third one, you're going to have to invest in your body. And he did incredible work for me throughout my career. Very, very grateful for him. But I love your story. Quickly, and you don't have to go too far into this, but with the guys that make it to number one that you work with, because you have guys competing from around the world. They've all been doing this their entire lives. What separates a PGA Tour player that can make it to number one as opposed to those that are great, just can't quite get there?
So I worked with Jordan since he was 15 years old, and I've been with Scotty since he's 14. So I not only do I treat my number one goal is injury prevention. Obviously, I'm a doctor, so but I'm also a strength coach, right? I also train the guys. We also do the rehab side of it, and I also am a nutritionist. So I'm kind of a jack of all trades on the PGA Tour, because we don't have those doctors like the pro teams have, and so you kind of evolve into that role. But I think probably is being around some of the number one players in the world is just doing more than what's expected, doing more than what everybody else does, which is kind of a cliche, but it's true. It's weird. I challenge my guys, but they probably challenge me more. They ask me questions. How do I get better? What's my next step? Who's doing this? And I think at that point, you have probably 5% of those guys who do that. Right, I have guys who think they work hard, but then I compare them to my number one players in the world. No chance, not even close.
Right.
But then you get to the next step, and I'm thinking, it all is between the ears at that point. And having that confidence and knowing that you are going to win, or you're going to beat everybody out there when you step onto that field. So I worked with the best golfer ever to play this game. And when I worked with him, he won the Tour Championship, he won Augusta, and he won Zozo. And I'll never forget this. We're at Augusta when he won, and I can't describe it, the zone he was in, the stare he had, I've never seen this before in my entire life. Like, when we were working together and we were talking, it was almost like he was looking right through me. It was very intimidating. It was crazy. And all the other golfers and the other guys around Augusta that week's like, he's winning. He's winning this week. As long as you can keep him healthy, he's gonna win. And sure enough, he pulled it off. It was incredible. It was probably one of the coolest things in my professional career to be involved in. But that's the mentality. Like, those guys, when they step out there, Nothing else exists outside their peripheral vision. They're zoned in and they know they have belief in themselves, which is probably the most important thing, right? So it, and I don't know if you can train that. I think a lot of it's innate. George's been like that since I've known him. Scotty's been like that since I've known him. And then every time they get to the next level, they succeed and they succeed and they succeed. And as you know, Eric, some guys get to that next level and they just can't seem to get over themselves. So it's cool. It's I guess one day I should write a book.
Yeah, you definitely should. You definitely should. And I can help you out with that process and give you some coaching points. I just finished that process. But as you talked about it, man, doing more than what's expected. And then eventually it becomes confidence. It's not buckling under pressure. It's between the ears and doing more than what's expected. I too, throughout my career, would see guys that thought they were working hard. And maybe you are compared to the other guys at your position within our building, but you have to be constantly worried about, or at least cognizant of, what everyone else is doing. Are you doing the most? And at that point, you know, whether win or lose, if you did everything you could control, okay, you controlled what you could control. But I often would see the same thing myself. And so you mentioned you're working with these guys on everything, all encompassing. How dialed in are PGA Tour guys on nutrition?
We're getting better. It's getting better. I think the athlete for the PGA Tour has evolved. So I've been there 21 years. When I first started, there was no recovery, there was no warm up, there was no nutrition, there was nothing. And it was just more I'd call triage care, reactive care. When I'm hurt, let's go see Troy. And now I see my guys twice a day, every day on the tour.
Wow.
And oh yeah, so basically my day, I'm seeing them 2 hours before their tee time. We do a quick table check, body work, get on, do dynamic warm up, and away they go. And post round, it's a post round workout or post round flush, soft tissue massage, Normatec boots, cryotherapy, infrared, hydration. I mean, it's crazy now. Protein intake. I mean, that's your world, Eric. So it's taken a while. These young kids coming out on the PGA Tour now are just athletes, and this generation, the Scottie Scheffler generation, is, I mean, you see Colin Morikawa, Scottie Scheffler, they've been doing this since they're 14, 15 years old. This is normal. Two generations ago, there's nothing, right? They're just learning the process. So, yeah, it's crazy. They're dialed in now. They have to. You have to do it. You can't come up. And I just had a talk with Wake Forest golf team, and half the team probably works out. I'm like, guys, if you want to play professional golf, this has to be routine starting now. If you think you're going to go to the PGA Tour right now and start training, and that's going to be a part of your routine, you're so far behind the eight ball. So I think it was a wake-up call for those guys. I've just seen the evolution over the last 10 years. It's incredible. He's so regimented. He's so structured. He continues to want to get better every day. And I've been out there 21 years. I'm 54 years old. And it's given me a new, like, second life. Like, I'm excited. Like, this kid's pushed me pretty hard. And it's been really to see him from a little 14-year-old kid coming into my facility. Because I also have a gym in my facility. So we do a lot of training. Yeah, just to see kind of what he's done over the last 3 years has been incredible.
Dano's and Pabst Jerky is bringing you a spicy collaboration to deliver a southwestern punch of flavor with Dano's Chipotle Jerky. This is an all-natural, no-sugar, high-protein, and low-fat snack perfect for an active lifestyle by giving you the fuel to get through your next big adventure. Available now at PabstJerky.com. And he's a beast too. You sent me that video this morning of him working out and doing the single leg squats with the vest on and all that. I appreciate that, and I love kind of the shift. And for me, I often watch golf and I think, how can you walk as many holes as they do and still carry a big old belly on you? But a lot of the young guys, I'll say all the young guys that are coming on tour now, they don't look like some of the dudes did 15 years ago or so. And even guys like Phil are seeing that, and even he's dropping the weight to play at a better level. And so I've loved to see that shift. But when you look at Tiger's career, people will often talk about a lot of the training, and some of it was the SEAL training he was doing and all that. but how that shortened his career because of all the injuries. Are these guys working smarter now so that the strain they're putting on their bodies, it will not, I know you can't predict the future, but won't shorten their career down the road?
Yeah, great question, Eric. And this is something Scotty and I talked about for over the last year and a half is so if you look, so here's my goal with Scotty Scheffler, and we're seeing this now, we're getting close. I want him to overpower every golfer on the golf course. And you saw when he won Waste Management, he was 50 yards past the guy he's competing against. And so when you look at guys who dominate the game, the Tiger Woods, Brooks Koepka, Bryson, Rory, is they're strong, they're fast, they're powerful. The way I look at it with Scotty is, yes, I want that strength, I want that power, I want that speed, but I have to make sure we do it methodically, we do it the right way. Because these guys were training, in my opinion, the wrong way. And they broke down really quick. Started having a lot of hip issues, wrist issues, shoulder issues, back issues. And now, with Scotty, we sat down and said, listen, I want strength, power, speed, but I also want you mobile. I want you pliable. I want you functional. And he's been great. Like, for a big guy, he can move really, really well. And so that's been my goal. I want him literally to be the next Dustin Johnson, that athlete, not just golf, but athletic in general. And he's all in. And like the video I sent you, for me as a performance coach, what he did, I was so jacked when I saw that. I mean, I've been around hockey my whole life. I've been around some of the best hockey players in the world with, you know, legs like tree trunks. Not be able to do that, and this 26-year-old kid just throws on a 40-pound vest and just rips it up like that. I was impressed. I was like, wow, dude, you don't realize what you did today.
Yeah, I was impressed with it as well. When you see him do that little foot sway at the end or the foot slide, is that something, and I know you're not the swing coach, but from my understanding, it's a team approach, especially with a guy in the top five like him. When you see that, when they talk about his foot slide, is that something where they just say, hey, we're going to live with that? Or is that something you gradually try and get out of?
Another good question. So me and Randy Smith know each other for, gosh, 15, 20 years. Randy's a great coach. He's coached Justin Leonard, Harrison Frazier, Ryan. I mean, so many guys. And so we communicate all the time. And you have to. It has to be a team approach. Everybody's going to be on the same page. Everybody has a role. Everybody's got to do what the best they can do to make that player the best they can be. That's, you know, check the egos at the door. So as weird as that sounds, Scotty keeps the right foot on the ground longer than he did in college. So, and this is something we worked on in the gym. So I'm really good at taking the golf swing, reverse engineering it in the gym, putting you through certain movement patterns to upload the nervous system and improve the movement patterns so you can do that on the golf course. So that's kind of how my brain operates. So me and Randy talked a lot. Now Randy's like, listen, I'm not going to make a change, because that's in his DNA, that's who he is. But can we get him to keep that right foot down a little longer to make the hitting the ball off the tee more sustainable, more repeatable? So in college, that right foot would be traveling during the downswing.
Wow.
Now that right foot is traveling post-impact. So the ball's in the air now. And so to Randy, like, we're good, we're done. Ball's in the air, we're good. And it almost biomechanically puts less stress on the back, right? Because then you're not doing that lateral bend with the rotation, but your right foot's still planted on the ground. He's releasing off the ground. It's freeing up the back a bit more to release. So off the tee, I think he's number two right now on the PGA Tour. It's been really cool that 3 years ago, the tee ball was getting a little shaky on Sundays afternoon. He just couldn't seem to finish it. And so that's been put a lot of work into to get that tee ball ready to go, especially on Sunday afternoons on the back nine.
I was out at Waste Management on Friday. I attended. I was out there for the weekend for a little bit of work, some Super Bowl activities, a couple golf tournaments and whatnot. But I was in a suite on 18 by the green, and seeing Scotty come up Friday, he was way out past the bunkers, lateral, almost with the Waste Management side out in the water. and you see guys hitting, but you can't necessarily see exactly where the ball is from the suite, and Scotty just keeps on walking up. So yes, the distance was evident to us just hanging out, you know, as casual spectators that day. So you guys are doing a great job. He's doing a great job putting that power in the game. And that's a lot of where the game's going nowadays. As the technology gets better and these guys get better and they try and challenge them, the one thing is the distance. You know, put more distance out there. And so you got, you know, being number two in driving distance is going to give him it's going to give him a shot each and every week, like we've seen.
You're right. And a good point you made, Eric, is because a lot of guys do chase speed. And by chasing speed, they sacrifice iron play and wedge play. So that's something I'm really careful with him. I'm taking this really, really slow. But you look at a lot of guys, man, there's half a dozen or more just last year that chasing speed, and their iron play has just gone completely sideways. So we got to be really careful with that. And so, yeah, to your point, it is a power game. We just got to make sure the other components of the game stay to the level that he's at right now.
I know you see a lot of people that aren't necessarily professional golfers in your clinic in Dallas. When you are given some advice to an amateur golfer that's trying to play golf for an entire lifetime, what kind of stuff are you telling them body-wise to allow that to happen long-term?
Yeah, it's you know, obviously when I'm back home in the clinic, we get guys 55, 65, 70 years old who love the game and, you know, continue wanting to play. And it's interesting, like, obviously everybody works their butt off during their career so they can retire and play golf, and they don't really put a lot of time in with their body. And then also they want to go play a sport that requires flexibility and mobility. So a lot of the older guys still go to the gym and work out, right? Still have that strength, but they don't have the flexibility or the mobility they need to in the golf swing. So I'm really, really big on the mobility side of it, the flexibility side of it, for that age group. I said, you said you have to be able to rotate, you have to be able to turn. So, you know, this Tom Brady wrote a book, gosh, long time ago, TB12, and one of the chapters was muscle pliability, and that he feels that's probably one of the biggest things that's helped him save his career. And I'm the same way. Like even with Scotty at that age, or even the guys 55, 65, is you have to have that flexibility, range of motion, mobility, and the muscle pliability to create that elastic energy, to create that power, no matter what age you're at. So yeah, we do huge flexibility programs with that group, give guys certain protocols, warm-ups, cool downs. And it's crazy. When you start increasing your range of motion, you start hitting the ball further. You don't have to bench press, squat. You can just create the muscles to create some stretch.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. One thing I think you would love to plug on here, and I would as well as a Golf Forever ambassador, would be the Golf Forever program that I saw your face and heard your voice well before this podcast through those instructional videos. And so plug the Golf Forever program and how that can help not just the PGA Tour players. I was watching the Full Send documentary last night, and I saw Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas post-round come in and grab their Golf Forever stick. And they tried to get Justin to plug it, and he said, well, once you start paying me, I'll start plugging it. So that's a guy using it that's not even getting paid by Golf Forever. But talk about the Golf Forever program and what that can do for, yes, professional golfers, but for those out there just looking to improve on their golf game and play long term.
Yeah, Eric, this Golf Forever program has been really cool. It's gone so fast and has been receptive by so many people, so many different age groups. I think the number one thing with the Golf Forever, you know, we developed that swing trainer that's on the market, but you can do it at home, you can do it in a hotel, you can do it wherever you want. It's just so easy to use, helps with flexibility, stability, mobility. Helps you with, you know, golf swing simulation, getting the feel, which is really important because a lot of people don't understand what that's supposed to feel like. Yeah, and, you know, we have the online fitness app as well. And the cool thing is, I think now we probably have like 12,000 online members.
Wow.
Using that app every day. The feedback's insane. And it was really cool. We got a text message 3 days ago from a gentleman who has a special needs child who's been going to the Golf Forever program at home because he can't go to the gym. And he sent a text to us, which I thought was really cool, was just, thanks so much for helping me. I can pick up my child, I can bend over. So that's just life, which is really cool. So away from golf, this gentleman just picked up the program, started using it, and it's just helped him be able to take care of his child, which is really cool thing to you know, for us to be able to. So I've always been, I'm a doctor, right? I want to help people. And it's very difficult for me in my little clinic to help as many people as I want to. So Jeremy James, the co-founder, is also a chiropractor. He's like, how do we reach the masses? How do we get, there's so many people out there that are in pain and need help. How do we do that? And we just developed this Golf Forever platform, and it's just spread like wildfire. It's been awesome, just helping so many people in different aspects of their life away from golf, but also golf too. You know, now there's probably, gosh, I would say over 50 PGA Tour players that use the Swing Trainer, use the Golf Forever app. Right now, I think we're at 35 college golf programs using our program. So it's moving fast, and I've always said that there's a need, there's a niche, there's a hunger for information and direction, and nobody's really in the golf industry has done that, and you know we just took a chance, and it's been really cool to see how it's evolved.
That's a really special story about the man and his special needs child. And you know, when you do philanthropic work, when you're doing anything that impacts people, those are the stories that make it worth it. It's that one at a time moment. It's not necessarily the masses. It's that one at a time story. And then you realize, wow, this is truly impacting lives. I can say from my own personal experience, I am hitting the ball further. I love the flexibility, the mobility, being able to do the workouts at home is great. I also feel like I have not lost muscle mass, even though I've switched mainly to training with the Swing Trainer. And for me, I have done traditional weightlifting my whole life. To go to these banded workouts and body weight exercises mainly has been great for me. It's been a nice change up, and I've really enjoyed the Golf Forever program, do it almost daily. And it's been fun to get into that. And I roll into the range with my trainer with the weighted ball in the end, and it's
love
it. It generally starts up a conversation, and people love my pre-round warm-up routines and whatnot. But I tell them, I say, look, I played 9 years in the NFL, played college ball before that, been playing football since I was 9. Those NFL years are like dog years, though. They count like 7 times what a normal year is for someone else. So I got to get this body warmed up, but I have enjoyed it.
And those exercises are hard, are they not?
Oh yeah, like they're in a 40 minute, you know, the workouts will range, including the mobility part at the beginning, 30 to 45 minutes, and I'm getting my heart rate up. You know, I'm tracking it. I'm tracking my heart rate on my Apple Watch and my Whoop band. I am getting a good workout each and every time. It's just different. It's not as structured. It's not as maybe in place as a traditional, you know, dumbbell bench and a deadlift. You're moving, but you're getting your body moving in ways that will translate to everyday life, to where a guy can then, for the first time in a while, go pick up his special needs son.
Yeah, that's cool. And I look at it when people ask me that, when they first try it, the first couple of times, like, damn, this is hard.
Yeah.
Because the traditional lifting was, if you lay on a bench or you're on a fixed apparatus, with the Golf Forever Swing Trainer, it's a whole body workout. The glutes, the quad, the core, the upper body, the lower body, the feet got to grab the ground. It's hard. It's a lot of work. And sometimes with my guys, we'll just do a Swing Trainer workout, just work on just more cardio work and stability, mobility work. And it kicks their butt, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. You have so much going on in your life, so much travel. Is there a specific morning routine that you like to follow to kind of set you up for your day each day?
It's hard because, you know, when you get on the road, you have to adapt, right? So whether it's like we were on the West Coast and the weather was horrendous. So we had 39 degree with 30 mile an hour winds. We had rain sideways. We had a 2 hour frost delay in Phoenix. So my goal, I mean, my wake up calls, 4:30, 4:45 in the morning every day, and don't get back to the hotel till 6:30. So I try to, between the two waves, you have the morning wave and the afternoon wave, I try to get out of the golf course and I go do my lift, go do my workout, have some breakfast and get back in. And then basically try the day, end of the day or before I head to the golf course, it's more of a like a mobility stretch type thing, just get the body moving. Those weeks are long. I travel with 8 guys full time. So, you know, those are long days. But yeah, I have to take care of myself or I won't be able to take care of my guys. So that's been a lifelong journey for me just to stay healthy, workout wise, sleep wise, nutrition wise, obviously. So yeah, it's you just got to adapt. Every day is a little different. I wish I had like one set routine. But it's different week to week.
Yeah, but you have your staples that you're going to get in daily. And that's, I think, for a lot of people out there, it doesn't necessarily, because so many people say, well, I'm not a morning person. Okay, well, have your staples that set you up for success and get those in daily. I got a couple of recurring questions for you, and then we'll get you out of here. Number one, do you have a favorite book?
Wow. Well, the Bible. I would say the book that, gosh, so 15, 20 years ago, I started reading on self-help stuff, just like everybody else does, and just finding the journey, why you're here, what's your goal, what do you want to do, what's your legacy. And the cool thing was a bunch of different, very successful people in different industries, all, I just realized everything was between the ears. It really was. Yeah, you're the only thing that's self-limiting yourself. And no matter what book I read, what author, what industry, time, age, generation, whatever, every single book all came back to the subconscious mind, right? Is basically telling you. So for a book, for example, probably be The Secret, Rhonda Byrne.
Love that book.
I love it. I read it kind of two, three times a year. That's probably the book 15 years ago that kickstarted everything. Like, what do you mean? It was just a weird, as you're reading it was just weird. And yeah, since I've been using that book and the principles and the authors they have, it's been a really cool thing how things evolved. You never want to ask why or how, you just know it's going to happen. And there's abundance in the universe. And if you ask for it gives back to you, no matter what it is. So that's probably one of the big ones I can think of right now is that one.
Yeah, I love that book as well. I was going to ask you what role your faith plays in your life, but you mentioned that the Bible would be your favorite book. So I'd assume you have a foundation in your faith. I'll ask you this, with as many weeks as you're on the road through the weekend, how do you get your faith practice in on the weekends?
Yeah, tough one, Eric, right? So we do have the College Golf Fellowship on the PGA Tour, and they meet every Tuesday night. And so I try to get to that every night. It's just hard because I think it's at 7, 7:30, and sometimes I don't get out of the golf course until they're done.
Right.
But I think for me, as we know, Scottie Scheffler has a big faith. Zach Johnson has big faith. Ryan Palmer has a big faith. So I try to be around the guys that have that same mindset. I try to obviously read the Bible before I go to bed because mornings are just so hard sometimes. But when I'm down and just ready to kind of chill out, I'll open up and read it. So yeah, I just try to be around those type of people. As you know, being the road, there's a lot of temptations and a lot of distractions out there, and you try to do the best you can not to get sideways. But yeah, I think it's really important. And I'm married, have two daughters, so that's important for our family and our faith. I think my wife probably feels a little more comfortable being on the road, being around those type of players
Right.
than the opposite. So, yeah, it's all good.
I talk often about how you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with, and you're surrounding yourself, and they're surrounding themselves with you. I don't want to just say you're surrounding yourselves with them. They're intentionally surrounding themselves, putting Dr. Troy into their circle so they can be influenced by you. So you guys are sharpening each other in that sense. As you travel each year, you get to many of the same stops on the tour. What's your favorite place to go each year?
Augusta, the Masters. That holds a special place in my heart. I've worked with four Masters champions, Jordan, Scottie, Tiger, and Zach Johnson. So, yeah, I get so jacked up for that week. I think everybody does. It's just such a special week. For me, just personally, just the success I've had at that golf course with my guys, I always look forward to that one. As far as beauty, Pebble Beach, you can't go wrong at Pebble. It's one of the most beautiful places to be. Yeah, those are probably the two biggest ones for me. It's just this Pebble and obviously Augusta.
Yeah, a couple good choices there. All right, last one for me. This is What's Next with Eric Wood. What's next for Dr. Troy Van Bees, and what do you got coming down the road here?
Oh boy, so obviously, Golf Forever has been a cool thing for me to be involved in. I actually launched a nutrition company called Live Pure Nutrition. And so that's another thing that's taken away, from time for me. Gosh, yeah, I got a couple of things coming to the pipeline. I got this really cool medical device that's coming from Italy. They want me to be involved with that. Yeah, just a lot of things, a lot of balls in the air, but I love it. I'm so blessed and grateful that, all this cool stuff has been happening to me. And I guess what's next is we want to get another major winner.
There we go.
It's
I
coming
love it.
up pretty quick.
Yes, it is. Dr. Troy, I know how busy you are, especially this time of year. It means the world to me that you took this amount of time out for me and the listeners. It means the world to me. I've loved digging in on your story, and I knew I was going to enjoy this conversation. I even enjoyed it more. So thank you very much. Good luck the rest of the way. I'll be pulling for you and your guys to see you guys host another major trophy this year.
Good. I appreciate the time. Thanks, Eric. It was, I had a
Yeah.
great talk.
You too. Let's take a moment for one of our sponsors. The daily vitamins and supplements I've been using for optimization each and every day are those from BrainMD. Go to brainmd.com and use code ERIC15 at checkout for 15% off.